We continue our learning of the Mishnah Stavia ben Menachos and Chab Yaakov ben Pinchas to Leo. We are in Midos Perek Vav Mishnah Dala. Next two Mishnayos are very technical. Just go through them rather quickly. Hatachtona Chamisha. When we speak about the Ta'im, the three levels of Ta'im of these small rooms, so the width of this of these Ta'im at the bottom level was Chamisha, was five Amos. The Roved Shisha, and the floor of the middle level was six Amos. So Hemtzayas Shisha. That means that the width of this of the Ta'im on the middle level was six Amos. The Roved Sheva, and the floor of the top level, which was obviously resting on this middle level, was seven Amos. Ve'Elyona Sheva, and the width of the Ta'im on the top level was seven Amos. Shnei Amar, this is all based on a pasuk in Malachim, which was obviously the way Shlomo built the first Beis HaMikdash, and they followed that in the second Beis HaMikdash. What does the pasuk say? This is in Malachim Perek, Malachim Aleph Perek Vav. Shnei Amar, Hayotzia Hatachtona, Chamesh Ba'amah Rachba, Vahatichona, Sheish Ba'amah Rachba, Vashlishis, Sheva Ba'amah Rachba. So that's what it says. The bottom cell, the bottom rooms are five Amos in width, middle one six Amos, and the third one was seven Amos. Perek, Dalin Mishnah, Umisibo Haisa Ola Min Keren Mizrachis Tzvonis, the Keren Tzvonis Ma'aravis, and how did the Kohanim to go up to the top of the roof of the Heichal to check if anything needed to be repaired? There was a winding ramp that went up from the northeast corner, Keren Mizrachis Tzvonis, to the Keren Tzvonis Ma'aravis, to of the Heichal to the northwest corner, Shabahayu Olim Legago Satayim. And that way they could go up to the roof of these ta'im, of these small rooms, Haya Olim Amesiba Fonalamarav. So a Kohen would go up this winding ramp and would face put his face towards the west, Hilech Al Kolpenei Atzafon Ad Sheu Magi LaMarav, and he walk along the whole northern side of the Heichal until he got to the top of the ramp on the west side. When he got to the west, he then turned south. Then he walked on the roof of the Ta'im across the western side until he got to the south, to the corner on the south. So he then went to the south and went to face to the east, obviously going around in a circle. Then he'd go to the south. Upon the roof of the Ta'im till he got to a Pischa Shel Aliyah. This was an entrance to an upper story to the Heichal. There was a special ladder that was there. And this way he could go up. That entrance got you to an upper story that was in the south. At the entrance to this upper story, there were two beams of cedar that were connected, which obviously made a special ladder. What was the ladder for? Shabaina, you olin legaga shalaliyah, and this way they could climb up to the roof of the upper section. Varashi pispesim abdilin ba'aliyah ben hakodesh levein kodesh hakodeshim, because you're not on the floor, so you don't know when you're going from the kodesh the heichal to the kodesh hakodeshim. The kohen needed to know when he's checking for repairs above. So this way they were edges of wooden beams that came out of the northern and southern walls on that upper story. This way you would know it would separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim, so you know where he was. Velulin hayu psuchin ba'aliyah levesa Kodesh Kadoshim. And then there were these hatchways which were open in the floor of this upper section down into the Kodesh Kadoshim itself. This way, he didn't actually be on the floor of the Kodesh Kadoshim in order to check for things. Shebahena yumishal shalin esa umonim b'tevos. This way they would lower down. The craftsmen who had to fix anything, they could be lowered down in a box. Everything would block that. They wouldn't be on the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim if they needed to fix anything, nor would they even look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would be in a box, focus their attention on what area they had to repair, and that was it. Kedesh Shalo Yozunu Einayim Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, so their eyes would not, Yozunu means to Mizonos, but it means to get any benefit from looking at the Kodesh HaKadoshim.